हरे कृष्ण श्यामा गौरी माता जी धन्य प्रणाम और थैंक यू सो मच माता जी फॉर कमिंग. तो टुडेज स्पीकर इज हर ग्रेस नंद नंद प्रिया निवेदिता माता जी. तो माता जी आर यू प्रेजेंट ऑन द कॉल? हरे कृष्ण. हरे कृष्ण.
नो माता जी शी इज नॉट देयर. डू यू हैव हर नंबर?
नो माता जी आई डोंट नो. हरे
कृष्ण. या या प्रीति विलासनी माता जी के. ओके.
हरे कृष्ण माता जी व्हाट हैपेंड?
माता जी द निवेदिता माता जी हैज नॉट जॉइंड येट.
ओके आई विल गेट हर.
सो टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चूनेट दैट वी आर हैविंग. सॉरी माता जी सॉरी एक्चुअली आई वांट टू
प्लीज कंटिन्यू. या
सो टुडे वी आर हैविंग हर ग्रेस नंदनंदन प्रिय निवेदिता माता जी to enlighten us on Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you so much Mataji for giving your valuable association. Now you can start Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you Mataji, and I'm sorry to everyone present to keep them waiting. I was trying to log in but there were some issues going on here.
So Mataji, can you be a little louder? Your voice is extremely low.
Yes, yes. Is it audible now?
Yeah, better.
Hello? Okay. So, yeah, my apologies to all of you present on the call for a little delay while I was trying to join in. And therefore, without further delay, we would start the class. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakya Chakshura Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवान् श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखावितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछाकल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण. थैंक यू टू द ऑर्गेनाइजर्स एंड टू ऑल ऑफ यू प्रेजेंट हियर फॉर प्रोवाइडिंग मी विद द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू सर्व ऑल ऑफ यू इन फॉर्म ऑफ दिस स्मॉल डिस्कशन. एंड I also pray at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas present that today, with your mercy and with the mercy of Gaur Nitai and Sri Sri Radha Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I can speak the words which can be of use to all of us present in the call. Thank you. With that, we will start. Today we are going to do Madhya Leela, chapter 20, verse number 294. Tritiya Purusha Vishnu Guna Avatar Doi Avatar Bhitare Ganana Tahar. The translation: the third expansion of Vishnu is Shirodakshai Vishnu, who is the incarnation of the quality of goodness. He is to be counted within both types of incarnation, Purushavatars and Gunavatars. We will take the next verse also, which is 295.
Virat Vyasti Jive Tin Ho Antaryami Shirodakshai Tin Ho Palanakarta Swami.
Translation: Shirodakshai Vishnu is the universal form of the Lord and is the super soul within every living entity. He is known as Shirodakshai because he is the Lord who lies on the ocean of milk. He is the maintainer and master of the universe. So, in these two verses, we did not had any purport by Srila Prabhupada. And so when I read this, I was searching what all Prabhupada has mentioned. And there is quite a lot of literature that I was able to find out on this topic from Prabhupada. So maybe I will start. I heard a lecture from Prabhupada, which he gave on this particular verses. So maybe I will start from there. So Srila Prabhupada, in that lecture when I heard, he was explaining that Shirodakshai Vishnu, he is in our heart and is also present in each and every atom. And he was telling that he is the order, he is supplying as the super soul in our heart. He is supplying all our, all our requirements, our desires, kind of like that. But he was saying that though he is supplying whatever we want, that does not mean that we approach him as a supplying agent. He was saying, as you know, that is his very, very sweet way, and maybe sometimes actually a very direct and sweet way. And he said that he supplies to even cats and dogs. Whether we ask or we do not ask, he will give us whatever we want, because after all, we are his children. Then he said that, but still, then a question might ask that if we are children and he is obviously the Lord is so affectionate towards all of us, then why is it that someone is supplied so many things and the other child may just be deprived of even the basic necessities? So he says, he gives a beautiful example to explain that. He says that a mother might have 5 children and she will be treating all the children, equally. And it could happen that, someday because some special thing and there's a special feast, the mother cooks a lot of variety of items, but one of the child gets sick. And therefore, when the mother calls for food and he gives the plates, when the sick child he comes, she might not even let that kid sit with the other kids, depending on the severity of the illness of the kid. She might not even let that child sit there and maybe give her a separate plate with a very simple little food that the kid can digest. So he says that the mother, she is supplying all the necessities for all the kids. But if the kid is sick, then she needs to give a special kind of diet to the kid. That doesn't mean that she is knowingly depriving the kid of something. So it's the same case that Krishna, he is our mother, he is our father. So he's our supreme abode. So he is also supplying us everything that is needed by us. Whether we ask or not, he will give whatever we deserve and whatever is good for us. So there is no point in just going on, begging from him all the time. That's what he was trying to say in that lecture. And after that, actually, he moved ahead with the next shlokas. But I was still looking for some other places wherein, you know, I can get his words and so that we can discuss it during our call today. So then I found that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 2, which is titled The Lord in the Heart, we have, you know, very nice verses which are spoken by Shukadev Goswami on Shirodakshai Vishnu, and very nice purports. Few, maybe we cannot go through all of it, but we will take few portions from there as well. So I will maybe, you know, this is Canto 2, Chapter 2, Text 6, and I will read its translation. I will skip the Sanskrit text, but I will read the translation. So here Shukdev Goswami is saying, thus being fixed, one must render service onto the super soul situated in one's own heart by his omnipotency, because he is the almighty personality of Godhead, eternal and unlimited. He is the ultimate goal of life, and by worshipping him, one can end the cause of the conditioned state of existence. So here in the purport, Prabhupada gives a reference. He actually starts with the reference to the Bhagavad Gita's verse 18.61. So let me go to 18.61. He says that in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is the all-pervading, omnipresent Supersoul. And therefore, one who is a yogi can worship only him because he is the substance and not illusion. So the verse is, Ishvaraha sarva bhutanam hridadeshe arjuna tishthati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. The translation, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjun, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. In the purport of this verse, that is 18.61, Prabhupada writes, I will maybe read from here because there is no replacement for his words, so better to read directly what he has written. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as the localized super soul, sits in the heart, directing the living being. After changing bodies, the living entity forgets his past deeds, but the super soul, as the knower of the past, present and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all activities of living entities are directed by this super soul. The living entity gets what he deserves and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy under the direction of the super soul. As soon as a living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. And then Prabhupada goes ahead and gives example that, you know, the drivers, there could be two drivers. One could be sitting in a high-speed motor car, and other one could be just a very slow, you know, car. And then based on whatever vehicle they have, they can drive at that speed and get those kind of luxuries. But that doesn't mean that the, you know, there's basically the difference in the drivers. It's just the vehicle. So it's the same way that the soul is made to sit as per, you know, his past deeds and his desires, which the super soul always notes and remembers, because super soul is the knower of past, present and future and is the witness of activities. And as per that, the super soul directs when the soul leaves the body to another body. So in coming back to Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada here in the purport, which is kind of, you know, all these verses which are on Super Soul, and there are long purports. And I know you all must have, many of you must have gone through already during your Bhagavatam classes with this. But anyways, these topics are worth discussing and rediscussing and relishing and, you know, adding all of our realizations so that we learn and remember these things. So maybe for that purpose, I would repeat a few lines from here. So here in Prabhupada is saying that in this particular verse, Shukdev Goswami, his suggestions, what is he suggesting? That's what Prabhupada is trying to put out in this purport. And he's saying that herein it is suggested that anyone who wants to make an end of these miseries of life, namely repetition of birth, death, disease, and old age, must take to this process of worshipping the Supreme Lord and not others, as it is also ultimately suggested in the Bhagavad Gita 18.65. So we will go to that verse also, because in this part in Bhagavatam, it is it is told that we should meditate on the Super Soul. And actually there is a very beautiful picture of Super Soul, which was, you know, which Prabhupada had himself, the painter, when he painted, he himself has approved it. That's what I came to know. So, you know, so there's a very beautiful picture in the Canto 2 of Bhagavatam of the Super Soul, who is, of Lord Vishnu with four hands, and he is standing on the lotus of a devotee's heart. So that's a very beautiful picture which is there. But before we move on to the discussion, let's go to 18.65 that Prabhupada is pointing to in this verse. So here in Krishna, in 61, in the same chapter, 18.61, Krishna says that he is sitting in the heart of everyone. And then in 65, he says, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mame veshyasi satyam te prati jane priyosimi. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus, you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my dear friend. Prabhupada in this purport, it seemed to me that anyways, all his purports are equally potent, but somehow it, you know, seemed that it was like he's stressing the, just as Krishna is stressing to Arjuna the importance of worshipping him, the same thing Prabhupada is, being the guru, obviously he's stressing it. He says, the first line of the purport says, the most confidential part of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna and always think of him and act for him. As we know that all the Vishnu forms that we have seen, the Vishnu is non-different from Krishna. The only, as per nectar of devotion, the only four qualities which are additional are the Madhurya qualities, are the Madhurya part. Otherwise, as in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma says that Krishna is the original candle, and from that all the other candles are lit. So their potency remains same, but the original Purush is Krishna. Original Purush is Govinda. And here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that he is in the heart because he is Vishnu. He is in each and every atom. He is everywhere. He is the universal form and he is in our heart. So many yogis, when they are in the Paramatman realization, God can be realized in three forms, Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahman. So Brahman is the light, and the Paramatma, when we see the 400 form as described in Bhagavatam, it is even described in next verse, you know, what he holds, his ornaments, his size. So everything is there, a detailed description is there. So that entire beautiful form and a very beautiful picture, which is inscribed in the picture section, which was approved by Prabhupada, as I said. So all that is there. But eventually, as a devotee, when our heart is filled with the mellow, in whichever mellow we are, when our heart is filled with the mellow of love, with the mellow of that particular sweetness, with the mellow of that madhurya, then that Vishnu, the Shirodakshai Vishnu, is actually not different from the Lord of your heart, which could be Krishna, Rama, Narsimha, you know, because that in that form the devotee sees the Lord, he sees him inside his heart, he sees him in each and every atom. He realizes him in each and every atom, in whatever form he is worshipping, in whatever form he has his loving relationship with him. Though here in this verse 18.65, and in its as Krishna says that we should worship him, and then in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that the most confidential path of knowledge is that one should become a pure devotee of Krishna. There are two paras to this purport. In the second para, I will read maybe the last two lines. Here in Prabhupada says, the Lord has multi forms as Vishnu, Narayana, Rama, Varaha, etc. But the devotee should concentrate his mind on the form that was present before Arjuna. Concentration of mind on the form of Krishna constitutes the most confidential part of knowledge, and this is disclosed to Arjuna because Arjuna is the most dear friend of Krishna. Prabhupada also writes in the purport that this does not mean this does not mean that one should become an official meditator, but life should be so molded that one will always have the chance to think of Krishna. Now, if we come back to Canto 2, Chapter 2, from where we went to Bhagavad Gita, just to find out more about what Prabhupada has written for us on this topic, we come back to the text 6 purport. And herein, I liked a point a lot in this purport, and I thought I should share it with all of you. Prabhupada here says that because Lord is, always saying that we should worship Him, therefore we must extricate ourselves from all illusory connections of the world and seek reunion with the Lord, trying to render service unto Him, because He is the ultimate truth. Actually, we are hankering after Him as the child seeks the mother. And to search out the personality of Godhead, we need not go anywhere else because the Lord is within our heart. And maybe therefore, in the Narsimha Arati that we sing at our temples, it is, we say, Ito Narsimho, Parito Narsimho. Yato yato yami tato narsimho, bahi narsimho, hridaye narsimho, narsingham adim sharanam prapate. So He is outside, He is inside, He is everywhere, wherever we are, He is there. So Prabhupada says that we need not seek Him anywhere. It's like that kasturi, that musk there. There He always gets that smell of musk and He's searching for the musk everywhere. But the musk is actually inside Him. The same way Krishna is inside us, in form of super soul, or in form of our Ishtadev, in form of our most loving, worshipable deity. Wherever we put our love, we see Him in that form. But over here, having said this, Prabhupada adds a word of caution. So what is the word that he adds as a caution? He says that this does not suggest, however, that we should not go to the places of worship, namely the temples, churches and mosques. Such holy places of worship are also occupied by the Lord, because the Lord is omnipresent. He is present everywhere in each and every atom, and mostly in His places of worship, because He is omnipresent, He is present in the deity form where we can see His beautiful form and get more attracted. He says, for the common man, these holy places are the centers of learning about the science of God. When the temples are devoid of activities, the people in general become uninterested in such places. And consequently, the mass of people gradually become godless, and a godless civilization is the result. So you know, sometimes we meet people, they say, oh, Lord is in the heart, I can just sit and meditate or do my sadhana at my home and that's good. Or temple is very far off. In some cities, people have to travel a lot. And they might say temple is far off, so we cannot go maybe every weekend, it's not possible. Every Sunday, we cannot attend the Sunday feast. But here is what is Prabhupada's instruction. He says, Lord is in our heart. Lord is in our, you know, altar at our homes. But definitely that does not undermine the importance of temples or the places of worship. And we should go there and we should definitely render our service. That's what Prabhupada is saying. We should make them as places of imparting knowledge about God for the new coming people and for the devotees themselves, for the devotee kids. We should have maybe, you know, nice Sunday schools, nice facilities, maybe Bhakti Shastri classes, and all that we can do. We should all make a point to meet there so that we can have a nice Vaishnava Sangha every Sunday when we meet over there. So that's what Prabhupada is trying to tell in this purport. At least that's what I got my realization, my takeaway from here. So, with this, actually, there is a very nice, there is a very nice story. Actually, I was reading the book Life of Vaishnava Saints, and in that I was reading about Srivas Acharya. So, in his, there's a small incident when I was reading this, and I remembered this incident because when we are talking about Super Soul and, you know, his 400 form and all that, but as a devotee, we see our Ishtadev there, and as and when we get more and more absorbed in his thoughts, in one of the purports in Bhagavatam, in this chapter itself, Prabhupada says that these are all actually Advaita forms, and though Lord is in that form, but as the devotee concentrates and builds his loving relationship, his beloved form, you know, he can see everywhere in each and in, you know, and inside his heart, just like Hanuman, he had Sri Ram in his heart. So the same way, actually, this is a small story, and I hope you all will also like it. So this is about the parents of Srivas Acharya. So his father's name was Gangadhar Bhattacharya and his wife was Lakshmi Priya. They lived in a small village of Chakhandi. Gangadhar, he was a great devotee of Mahaprabhu and he used to spend a lot of his time hearing and retelling the stories of the great golden avatar. But because of his, you know, homely duties and all that, he never got the chance to meet with Mahaprabhu. It said that maybe near the year 1510, he could not tolerate any longer and he had decided to travel to Navadvip to see the Lord of his life, who was Mahaprabhu. And it was the same time that, Mahaprabhu was about to take sannyas. So it is said that when he was passing through Katwa, that was the same time that Mahaprabhu was about to take sannyas there. So he was present when Mahaprabhu was taking his renounced order. So it is said that he just stood from far and he watched the entire incident. He saw how Mahaprabhu's beautiful head was shaven, all the curly locks were taken off. And then he also witnessed when his guru gave him the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So he actually was witness of how Nimai Pandit became the sannyasi of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Gangadhar, however, was not able to come out at that time and meet him. But he was particularly moved by what all he had seen. And he, from that point onwards, it is said that the only thing which was in his mind and in his heart was the word Chaitanya. So he comes back to his village, he tells everything to dear wife, Lakshmi Priya Devi, and to the other villagers. And all the time he was just repeating Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It is said that he was so much in ecstasy, he was so much in that uncontrollable absorption of Sri Chaitanya's name, which was so contagious that his wife and the villagers of Chakhandi gave him a new nickname, which was Chaitanya Das. So Chaitanya Das and his wife Lakshmi Priya, maybe after a few years, they went for a journey to Jagannath Puri so that they can meet the Lord of their life. It is said that when the couple arrived in Puri, they went to see Sri Chaitanya and surrendered at his feet. At that time, the Lord showed them special mercy and said that Lord Jagannath is very happy that you have come here. Go to the temple and see his deity form. The lotus-eyed Lord is extremely merciful, so please go to see him. So after taking the blessings of Lord Chaitanya and surrendering at his feet, this couple went to Lord Jagannath's temple, along with Mahaprabhu's personal servant, Govinda. They offered, when they saw Jagannath, they offered their heartfelt prayers at the feet of Lord Jagannath, and weeping tears of divine love, the happy Brahmin couple were escorted from the temple and given nice accommodation where they stayed several happy days. One day, Mahaprabhu told his servant Govinda that, and this has been recorded in the autobiographies of Srivas Acharya, it's been recorded that Mahaprabhu has told his servant that Govinda, although Chaitanya Das and his wife have not mentioned it to me, they would like to have a child. They admitted this in front of Lord Jagannath, from whom I am non-different. They have sincerely prayed, and I know their hearts. The desired offspring will soon appear, and Srinivas will be his name. He will be a greatly beautiful child. Through Rupa and Sanatana, I will manifest the Bhakti Shastras. Through Srinivas, all of these scriptures will be distributed. Let that Brahmin and his wife quickly return to Chakhandi. So, when I read this, I immediately, I thought, oh, how beautifully it links that Lord is in the heart. And though this couple, they did not say anything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when they went inside the temple, Jagannath Puri temple, they offered their prayers and maybe they presented their desire for the child, which was heard by Jagannath, who is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which was granted in form of a great Vaishnava Acharya, Srinivas Acharya. So here also, and in many other stories, there are many other, many, many stories in many devotees' life that we see that the super soul, because of our love, because it's just Krishna and Vishnu being non-different, just the love that gives you your cherished, loved form of the Lord in the heart and everywhere. Maybe when I was thinking, the incident when the gopis, they were passing by, and Krishna, he just wanted to, hide. So what he did is he took his 400 Vishnu form and he stood there. And the gopis, they did not much care about him because they thought, oh, this is Vishnu. And they just asked that, where is our Krishna? Because they were searching. But it is said that when Radharani came, the intensity of love was so much that he was not able to hide. He was not able to hide with that garb of authority and Aishwarya. He was not able to hide behind that. And he just came and in his most loving form as Sri Krishna. So that is how Lord is. He is hiding in our heart. He is hiding in each and every atom. And he is hiding in that garb of four arms. But when a devotee has intense love and the heart becomes softened with love, then he can no longer hide. And he just comes in his form as the devotee wants him to be, As the devotee wants him to be, maybe Krishna or Ram, whatever is their cherished form, or Narasimha. And therefore, in history, we have seen many devotees who sing different for their beloved, and we see that they see their Lord everywhere and within their hearts. So with these words of Prabhupada and little bit of my realizations that came by mercy of Vaishnavas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would like to end my little class. If any of you have any more realizations, any other stories or anything to add to it or to correct me, so please go ahead. Hare Krishna. Hello.
Hare Krishna Nivedita Mataji. Agarshala Prabhupada, thank you for a sweet class, especially when you were narrating all the different stories and how the Lord does hear your prayers and your deepest desires and does grant them. So I'd like to share a little bit if I can. I just returned from Sadhu Sangha, and I just wanted to share that so many of my prayers were answered just by this one incident, you know, one event. I don't want to say event. It seems like such a shallow word for such a wonderful gathering of all the devotees. But I had a strong, strong desire to see Sachinandana Maharaj, and I wanted to go to Sadhu Sangha. And by the grace of a sweet devotee friend of mine, she invited me, and we were able to go. And so I decided, you know, I was thinking it would be so nice if I could see my three desires, Sachinanda Swami, Janava Jeevan, and Madhava Das. I wanted to be there to hear, I wanted at some point in my life to be able to hear them. And I realized when I heard that they were going to be at the Sadhu Sangha, I thought, thank you, Krishna. Thank you so much. So we were there, and then, you know, as time went on, I realized that even Radhanath Swami was coming, and Vaisheshika Prabhu was coming, and I was thinking, oh my God, all the people that I have so much respect and adoration for are showing up. And then to completely overwhelm and, I mean, like grant my complete desire was meeting all of the devotees that I have, you know on the calls and know voices but don't know, and met so many people there. And then something that was completely, and those were all kind of expected, but something that was completely unexpected was Agnidev Prabhu. I had heard him when I was a young teenager, he was over here on the West Coast, temple president of Laguna Beach. And my sister and I, we just loved his kirtans. And I have not seen him for many, many years, and I thought I never would. And when I heard he was sick, it really, really devastated both of us. And then my sister sent me a photo showing me she had moved to Oregon and said, guess who showed up at the temple? And she showed me a picture of Agnidev, and I thought, oh, wow, you're so lucky, you know, and I was a little bit jealous. And then we're sitting in Sadhu Sangha, and Indrajuna Maharaj announces that there's a surprise visitor, and we've almost lost him. I could remember sitting on the edge of my seat, holding my breath, because I could only think of one person, and Agnidev Prabhu showed up on stage. I was beyond, I don't know, it was just beyond, I can't even explain how I felt. I was happy, I was excited, I was overwhelmed with a certain kind of happy sadness. I don't know. I can't even explain the word. But I was just thinking, thank you, Krishna. Now I definitely know. My Guru Maharaj has kindly brought me to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, and he grants all our desires. So, you know, I am forever grateful to all the Vaishnavas, and especially my father, Guru Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Mataji. A little...
Thank you.
Sorry,
so much.
I got a little emotional.
Thank you so much. Oh, no, no, that was such a beautiful realization. And when you were telling, I was just remembering, you know, that Prabhupada's words in the lecture, that Krishna, he supplies even to dogs and cats, so he supplies everything. He knows our desires and he fulfills them. So, yeah, so wonderful. Such a nice experience, Mataji. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, as Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji shared. I was also thinking that it's a our desires that Krishna knows each and everything as the Paramatma form, as these verses have described that Krishna is with us always as Paramatma. So we should be very careful what we desire. But Krishna fulfills every desire. Like you also told the story that Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are non-different, and he listens the desires. So thank you so much, Mataji. Every story was so wonderful. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Oh, thank you, Mataji. These are all from, you know, these are all the words of our Vaishnava Acharyas and mostly Prabhupada that I said. So nothing to thank me. In fact, I am thankful to be in all of your association and hear nice realizations from all of you.
So if any devotee has any question or comment for Mataji, they can ask. Okay, if no one has any question, then we can conclude here, Mataji. Vancham kalta rupishya kripa
kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa
kripa kripa kripa
kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa kripa krip